Caller, let me help you.
My roommate isn't wearing my clothes. What should I do?
Go to AT&T. They're giving you up to $650 in value to help you switch when you trade in your current smartphone and buy a new one on AT&T Next.
Wow, $650? How does that help with my situation?
$650 in value can help you save up for your own place or a really nice deadbolt. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Limited time offer. Each line requires eligible port-in, trade-in, purchase, and service. Get minimum of $10 trade-in credit plus prepaid card and amount of device balance or early termination fee less trade-in. Fees, charges, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Kick-Ass Women. Welcome to KickAssWomen.com's Kick-Ass Radio, where we discuss the hottest topics with the biggest names in fitness and bodybuilding. And now your hosts, Abby Bosco and Christy Winger Sudlow.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Kick-Ass Radio, friends, to another great week of fitness. I'm the host, Christy Winger-Zedlow, WBFF Pro, Fit Mom, and Fitness Model, coach of Team Genetics and Team BSH, who's bringing you another amazing guest this week named Laura London. Laura transformed her body and her life in her 40s, despite never playing a sport as a family because her brother was a hemophiliac. After having children and being inspired by a magazine, Laura joined the gym and changed her life and physique, moving on to even become a figure competitor. She's now a holistic health coach and studies integrative nutrition, and she helps other women get their sexy back. I love that. Welcome, Laura.
Hi, Christy. Thank you so much for having me on Kick-Ass Radio.
I'm so excited. Now, I'm especially excited about this part about getting their sexy back. So, I mean, now that is really exciting, as well as all these other great accomplishments. And I didn't even mention so many of other things that you were into and that you were doing that's totally amazing, because you have such a great bio. And you're a mom, and you're a fitness competitor, and you're a fitness model. I mean, that's just so amazing. So, gosh, it's so hard to figure out even where to get started. So, but let's just start with you being a woman who reclaimed herself and who said, okay, I'm going to go to the gym, I'm going to find time for me, and you go all the way to being a figure competitor, which is really hard for those that know about fitness. I mean, you went from bikini to fitness to figure. So tell us about that.
Yeah, well, as you said in my bio, I never played a sport growing up in my life. So I call myself sports illiterate. We didn't even watch sports on TV. So I found myself, you know, with these three kids, and I just kind of lost myself, you know, and I said, I wanted to go to the gym, but with each baby, I tried. I would put the first one in daycare, she cried, I wouldn't go. I put the second one in, cried, wouldn't go. The third baby, I'm like, you know what? You're going to daycare. I'm going to do something for myself, and you'll cry, and it will be fine. You finally learn by the third one, it's okay. So that's kind of how I started, just joining the gym and learning about fitness from scratch.
Absolutely, absolutely. And as I'm sure you got some positive feedback from feeling healthier, seeing great results, it sort of built from there.
Yeah, I was grocery shopping one day, and I picked up a magazine with before and after transformations, and I had never seen anything like that in my life. I was so amazed by how these people had transformed their bodies, and that's when I ultimately decided I'm going to do that, and I joined the gym. I went, started with my shirt, I say, down to my knees. I followed the Body for Life program is actually how I first started. And I wrote down every exercise I was going to do, what I was eating. I planned everything out. I followed that program like 110%. And slowly but surely, you know, my shirt started coming off, muscles started popping out. And people were like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? And, I haven't looked back since from that day picking up that magazine.
That's awesome. And that's, you know, I'm sure you were an inspiration to those around you that were witnessing your transformation. And, you know, as they were asking, what were you doing? I'm sure other people then became inspired by what you were doing. And is that how you then started investigating sort of this holistic lifestyle and becoming a health coach later?
Well, you know what? Nutrition was always my passion. That was something I was always interested in, was studying, and I'd read books, and I had been to raw food retreats. I was vegan. I was vegetarian. So I always loved that. Fitness, I say, is my hobby now, but nutrition is really my passion. And in my teens and my 20s, I had chronic fatigue, Epstein-Barr. I actually had mono twice, which is very rare. So that really got me into the study of nutrition. And I just took it one step, you know, another step further and went to integrative nutrition, which was something I always wanted to do. It's the largest nutrition school in the country. And I just finished my second year there in the, what they call it, the immersion program. And now I'm a holistic health coach. So that's really, you know, what I love to do is talk about the body and how food affects the body and your body systems and detoxing. That's my true passion. And it just goes hand in hand with exercising.
Of course. Now, holistic, for those that don't really know, I mean, you mentioned detoxing. Can you give a good explanation for those that aren't quite certain what you're referring to about integrative nutrition and holistic, and kind of give a detailed explanation?
Sure. Well, holistic is taking the whole body and it works all together. It's not just taking one, you know, part of the body. Your body works as a whole. It's mind, body, spirit, mind, body, soul. So it's more than just what we eat. It's more than just exercising. It's our emotions. It's our stress levels. It's family. It's relationships. All that combined make up a healthy body. So that's what I teach women in my practice, is mind, body, soul.
And I think that's really, you know, would appeal to a lot of women, especially those that are very worried about maybe giving themselves a little bit of time away from their children, maybe away from their jobs, maybe away from their husbands, because they feel guilty about getting started, you know, and giving themselves that gift of health. But as you describe sort of the approach that you have and the teachings that you offer, it really addresses sort of the whole body, the issues of stress and everything, and then the importance of what you're going to get from, you know, not only your workout, but the changes in your diet and et cetera. So how would you speak to someone that comes to you and says, I really want to do this, I'm feeling so overwhelmed at the idea of getting started and taking time away from my family or my job or what have you?
Right. That's a huge question, especially for moms, because we give and give and give, and we tend to forget about ourselves. So I have so many women who come to me, Christy, with, you know, exactly what you just said. Where do I start? I'm feeling guilty. I'm going to take time away from my family. But I have them, I sit, I let them talk. A lot of times women just need to talk to someone totally out of their normal, you know, day, someone who's, that they can just kind of freely talk with. So that's one thing we do. And then I try to get them to understand that they're not taking away from their family. They're actually giving back, because when we as moms take the time to take care of ourselves, we function better, and then the whole family functions better. So it's really putting it more in perspective on how they're looking at taking time for themselves versus taking time away from the family.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a gift for everyone, in essence.
It really is. I mean, just think, you know, if you go, I don't know, get your nails done or get a massage or take a 10-minute walk, it could be anything that you do for yourself, but it just puts you in a different state of mind. And when you're less stressed, you know, your body's going to function better and your life is going to function better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think all of us can reflect upon times of high stress in our lives and how that affected our families.
So maybe it's easy to see the flip side of that when we have been less stressed and how much more beneficial it's been for our family. And so doing things that allow us to be less stressed and detox that certainly would benefit as well. So that's wonderful, great advice. It sounds like what you offer is just a tremendous gift for, you know, the women that you work with. So with you becoming a competitor and balancing your training and food prep and also being a mom, the wonderful promotion of the business that you're speaking of, but you need necessary downtime. So how do you manage that? So what is a typical day for you, and how do you integrate you time and family time, et cetera? So when people are probably thinking, well, how in the world does she do it? Of course you do. Give us an example.
All right. I would say we all have the same 24 hours.
Right.
A lot of times, I talk about this with my girlfriend a lot. We call it the 20-20. We always feel like we're only able to give 20% to some, you know, 20% to the family, 20% to exercising, 20% to the business. And it is hard to juggle. But, you know, a typical day for me, I take the kids to school, I'll go to the gym, I come back, I hit my computer. I do a lot on the computer. I do a lot online also, coaching people, so I do a lot online. I might be training people during the day. I've always planned out my meals in advance, so my meals are prepped, you know, 2, 3 o'clock, the day stops, I have to go get the kids are home, I might see some clients in the evening, I'm always answering emails, texting, working on all sorts of different programs, so it's, every day is different, and it's just that mm-hmm. matter of focusing on a few things during the day, taking the action steps, but always fitting in exercise and clean eating. And family. I mean, those are, family always comes first.
Absolutely. And I'm sure it helps to have a support system of, you know, people that are positive and eliminating the negative. And I think that's important for people to consider as well. When you are busy, you don't have time to allow for negative distractions. And it's, you know, the old saying about keeping everything in your life as positive and the energy that you allow around you to be positive as well. I think that's important in order for you to keep going. And with what you do, what are your thoughts about that, and how would you advise people in that way?
Well, definitely, you know, keep a positive attitude all the time. One thing that keeps me positive, and I could not do life without them, are my girlfriends, my BFFs. Because if I am feeling down, if I feel overwhelmed or crying, I pick up the phone and I just say, hey, guys, I need you. And they're there in an instant, and they always pick me up. You know, my husband, he's always very supportive. So it's surrounding yourself with those positive, supportive people who are going to keep, you know, pushing you forward and help lifting you up, not bringing you down. So important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel blessed to have tremendous friends as well. I think the rule of thumb is always you're better off to have one terrific friend than have 10
mm-hmm.
acquaintances. So, you know, make sure the people in your lives are those people that, as you said, are willing to lift you up. So that's such
yeah.
tremendous, wonderful advice. And that's great. So with that being said, are you training by any chance for any new competitions, or are you no longer competing, or what is your, you know, sort of what part of that, of your life does that take now?
Well, last time I competed was at the Fitness Universe, and I believe it was 2010, and I just turned 47 last month, and I thought, I think it's time to compete again. So
that's fabulous. Amazing.
Yeah. I was excited. I'm like, okay, this is going to be like a little comeback. And I was training, but something in my body was very off. And it's been off for a while. I didn't quite know what it was. I actually have a fractured back at the moment. We finally found out. Yeah.
That's
so
big.
It's quite big. It actually, I haven't really talked about it a lot with people, but yeah, it was actually affecting everything from my waist down, my walking, my bladder. I mean, it was quite serious, actually.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
So I have been taking off from the gym. Yesterday was actually my first day back in about 2 weeks. And I've been going to the chiropractor a lot. And I've been eating very, very well. But, you know, I keep in shape year-round because,
right.
You know, I eat well. I mean, I live the lifestyle. So, you know, I still am able to keep in shape. I've just had to modify my training.
So. Right. Well, we'll certainly all keep you in our prayers for good healing of your back. And, you know, without having that good core strength that you obviously have, that you keep constantly, you probably would have uncovered that injury and it would have affected you in so much more of a worse way. So thank goodness, and this is certainly important for all people to hear, that your good core strength has probably kept you from having a much worse outcome. So thank God for that.
Right. And you know, listening, I always tell people, listen to your body when it's sending you signals. Don't ever push through pain. If something feels off, find out why. Same with eating. I tell people, listen to your body. Your body ultimately knows what it wants if you just listen. That's really
right.
Important.
That's excellent advice. So tell us a little bit about your family. I know you mentioned, you know, your great supportive husband, and you've mentioned your children. I know that you have, you know, three wonderful children, and you're super proud of them because they're amazing. You know, so, you know, give us a little information about your wonderful family that I know that you have done such a terrific job as a mom raising.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, three amazing kids, 19, 15, and 14. And they're, you know, this whole fitness journey has been quite an adjustment for everybody because I went from a mom who barely wore makeup, had flowers on everything, to being photographed in bikinis. So they quite were not sure, you know, what to do with the whole thing. And now they're just really supportive. They're like, that's my mom. Ask her to flex. So
that's
really
awesome.
Very funny. But I also have two kids that have some learning issues. So that's been quite a challenge, you know, growing up. And I always say we're warrior moms. We do whatever it takes to have our kids be successful and happy and confident.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tell us about how you've supported your children, because I think there obviously are a lot of people out there and they think everyone's life is perfect. Certainly someone like yourself who has had, you know, a lot of success, you've done a lot of things, you seem like you've overcome a lot of challenges, and then they may be surprised to know that you've had to deal with, you know, an obstacle. So share with us how you've managed that and maybe some good tips for other people to overcome some obstacles, such as, you know, how to be a warrior mom. I think that's a great message.
Yeah, thank you. I you know, one of my children has a very severe reading issue, and the other one actually is high-functioning autism. They have Asperger's.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been, like I said, quite a challenge, but I've just researched everything I can. I read. I've made spelling words, I say, out of shaving cream, out of clay. You know, I've been the mom. I'm just the brownie mom, the cookie mom when I gained 10 pounds, being the cookie mom in Girl Scouts. So just being that, you know, active parent and just being right there with your kids and seeing if they're struggling and trying to understand why and what's going on with them.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. I love that. You know, I think it's important to obviously embrace everything that God gives you and just, you know, be the most loving and wonderful mom. And because of that, God rewards you with great success and rewards your children with the skills that they need by the love that you give. And so
Yeah. What
a beautiful message that you have shared. You know, thank you so much for sharing that with us. I think that's really important. So you have so – go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Christy.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that you have so many great things that you are doing, and I want to make sure that we certainly talk about your Fit and Fabulous contest, which is a way that you celebrate women. And clearly you have such a great way that you uplift, you know, not only your children and, you know, the women around you. And that's one way that you have celebrated women and allowed women to kind of celebrate themselves. And I think it's such a beautiful contest because women get a chance to feel good about themselves, yet go out and really be rewarded. So share with, you know, the people that are listening in how women can get involved, what the contest is about. You know, it's coming up in the end of September. So for all you ladies listening in who want to kind of razzle-dazzle and get ready for this, I might come out and see if I can kick your booty and maybe go compete myself.
Anyway, so tell us all about it because it's awesome.
Well, the Fit and Fabulous Mom Contest is, I call it my baby. It's just something I love. I'm so passionate about it because it's for moms. It's for moms who have maybe had a transformation. They work hard. You know, they've lost weight or they're in shape and they want to get on stage, but the thought of a bikini makes them want to run the other way. So we take the bikini, we kicked it to the curb. All they need is a fitness outfit and an evening outfit and a good attitude. It's that simple. It's a fun family night. We bring the kids on stage. We have motivational speakers. We have swag bags and audience giveaways and entertainment. It's just so much fun. And the moms are backstage bonding, making friends. I can't tell you, it's just so much fun. My kids are involved in the whole show, my best friends. I've got amazing judges, and the moms rock that stage.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm already thinking to myself, like, I'm not missing that for anything. That sounds like such an awesome weekend. And as you and I know, like from competing, it's a piece of that where some of the best things you walk away with, you know, is not the medal or the, what, you know, as you refer to as the trophy. It is the girlfriend that you are fortunate to walk away with, that you have met, that, you know, I've met some of my best friends from that. And those are the treasures that I've really had. I mean, I certainly appreciate the other things. But this sounds so wonderful for people to celebrate themselves, their accomplishments, you know, the goals that they have worked really hard to achieve and just really have that time for them. I mean, it is such an amazing idea that you have come
it's
up
fun.
With and created for family and everything. It's awesome.
Yeah. It's a great event, and I want people to understand this is not about muscle. This is nothing to do with muscle. Women are not being judged on that. It is stage confidence, stage presence. Are they having fun? Are they having a good time? That's really what this show is about. It's about stepping out of your comfort zone and doing something you thought maybe you would never do, which in turn may inspire you to do other things. We've had moms go on to, you know, enter in figure or bikini competitions. We've had moms go on to start a new business, start a website, just be a better, you know, a better, happier mom. Just so many different things transpire once they hit that stage.
Yeah, I can see how that inspiration certainly could come from this. That is so amazing. You know, really, I love your vision and I love that you have done this. That's really awesome. You know, I would love to support you in any way I can for this amazing contest that you have. I just think it's so amazing. Well, definitely we'll be talking about it on the show and reminding people that they can enter absolutely into the contest. I just think it's wonderful.
Yep.
You know, with that, you have...
I just want to give the website address out so that you can
please.
Go look. It's www.fitandfabulousmomcontest.com. .net. And they can
and
also
we'll make
find
sure
it
that
through, they can also find it at lauralondonfitness.com. So either one of those websites.
And we'll make sure we put it on Kickass kickassradio.com website. I'll put it on. I have three Facebook pages, and I have a website, and I will absolutely post it on there with reference to everything about it, because I really feel inspired by what you're offering for women. I just think it's so important that people know more about this and can get involved. It's awesome. Oh, totally awesome. I'm inspired by you. Absolutely. I mean, it's great. What you're doing is fantastic. And you know what I can also see, because you are so inspirational and you're doing so many wonderful things, why you've been published in so many, you know, fitness magazines. So tell us, not only tell us about that, but tell other women and other, aspiring fitness models, like, how do they get started? So first tell us about your experience, because, of course, we want to know what it's meant to you and, you know, about your personal experience. But then tell those women who are looking up to you and those fitness models who are beginning or bikini models or what have you, how they might mm-hmm. get started and do it the right way.
Okay. Well, first of all, never in my wildest dreams did I ever imagine I would be published in a magazine. And that in itself proves that if I can do it, you know, anybody can do it. I love social media. I love branding, business building. I counsel and coach people in that too. But my advice to girls in the fitness industry, number one, is be yourself, because when you are yourself, you're the brand, and there is no competition, because nobody can be you. So find out what your strengths are. I always say get on YouTube. YouTube is a great social media. Make videos, introduce yourself to the world, show yourself competing, doing exercises. Social media is so important in promoting yourself. It's the way to go. I'm on all of them, Pinterest, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and just enjoy what you're doing. A website is always a great thing so people can find you. And just go with your passion and what your message to the world is, because everyone has their own unique message to share with the world. So I say get it out there and share it, and you're just going to grow.
Beautiful. Now tell us what it was like for you when you did your first, photo shoot for a magazine.
Oh, my gosh. I actually had put myself on a social media website, which was called Model Mayhem, and I got contacted by a photographer, and he's like, hey, I'd like to, shoot with you. I had never done a photo shoot before. It was hysterical. I was so stiff, and I didn't know what to do, and he was really sweet, and he worked with me, and he helped me, and we did this one photo shoot out on a tennis court. I was all very, very ripped at the time, and we did this one shot, and it was just amazing. And he sent it into the publications, and it got published. I mean, I don't know. It's just shooting with the right photographers who have your best interest in mind. I always say, look at the photos that photographers shoot and make sure you want to be one of those girls in his portfolio, meaning is mm-hmm. he shooting fitness? Is he shooting, maybe R-rated photos? You really have to keep with the photographer who is going to support the image you want to portray to people.
Absolutely. And which brings me to a question, because certainly from time to time there are highlights of people that have regrets of work mm-hmm. they have either currently done or past have done. And, so it's always important to be mindful of how you want to portray yourself. And so you are portrayed as a fit mom, which is a beautiful image. And, you're also, certainly a, I would also describe you as someone who has a lot of business within the fit industry. So you have a lot of products, and you've certainly designated yourself as a great marketer, etc. So you have sort of your genre, as if you will. Whereas, you know, other people are trying to create themselves. They're not quite sure who they are. Sometimes when you get started, you don't know. And then photographers mm-hmm. may try to present to you what your image should be.
Right.
So how would you say to a young woman who is really excited, really wants to do a publication shoot, maybe is not sure how to handle someone that would approach her, and someone with experience, maybe how would you talk to her? How would you advise her? How would you make her think of the future so that her career maybe doesn't have some regrets in it as she then becomes maybe something more important down the road?
Right. Yeah. You know, that's a great, great question. So she needs to do her due diligence before you commit to doing any photo shoot, is to research the photographer, talk to other people who shot with him, see what his images are, and don't, you know, photographers can be, it's very flattering to have someone say, I want to take photos of you. But once you take a photo and it's put out to the world, you can never take it back. So you always want to make sure you're staying in line with what you want your brand to be. You know, I went through what I call the sexy stage. I didn't even know I was sexy until I was in my 40s. So I did a lot of, like, bikini and maybe a little bit sexier than I would really do now. I can't take them back, but they're not something that I'm not embarrassed to have out there. So
just
be mindful of the photos that you're going to shoot. If fitness is your goal, then shoot in fitness attire.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it's confusing. We think we compete in swimwear. The swimwear is getting skimpier, you know, all the time. So what's the problem if I take this swimsuit? And we forget, well, we're actually standing up on stage. We're not crawling on the floor and looking like a tiger.
Right.
You know, so
right.
You know, be careful how that looks, because when you have a child and then you're applying for a professional business job and the picture surfaces, yeah, so your boss may not think that's quite as attractive as you do. So great advice to think about, you know, when you're in the later in life, ask yourself 5 years from now, what will I think?
Do I want my children seeing those images? Yeah, always keep that in mind.
Right. The question I always ask myself is, will this confuse my children? You know, what will they think? Like, Mommy, why are you doing that? So
the
great question to always ask yourself. So with that in mind, as we talked about you being such a great marketer, you have a contest, you have a website, you have DVDs, ebooks, YouTube, you host your own show. I mean, my goodness, you are amazing. You're a brilliant, brilliant businesswoman, and I totally respect that. So, you know, first of all, we want to know how to get in touch with you, how people can connect with you, how they can purchase these items, of course. We definitely want to go through that. And we also want to know from the business aspect, a lot of people don't brand themselves. So, you know, they post their paid pictures all on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
They don't then do anything about branding themselves and working through, you know, making themselves successful. And you've done a brilliant job of that. You're such a great businesswoman. So first and foremost, because you're a businesswoman, and I can respect that as this is what I want to know, and I want everyone else to know, how they can get in touch with you and purchase and see all the great things that you've talked about. So, you know, what is the link to your website?
Okay, they can come visit me at lauralondonfitness.com. I also have lauralondonwellness.com. They can always email me at laura@lauralondonfitness.com. And I have all my ebooks and my videos and my coaching. I'm working on some new downloadable coaching programs as we speak. But I really want people in the fitness industry to understand that competing does not have to be the only thing they do. They can build a business around it if they figure out what their passion and their gift is and work from there. You know, a lot of girls, the goal is just to get published in a magazine, but that really doesn't pay the bill. you know, building a business and building a brand around something you love and love to do, that's exciting to me.
Now, since you mentioned it, maybe people need to know that most publications do not pay. And the fact, you know, maybe you can sort of speak to that. This is your interview. So speak to sort of what the expectation should be of fitness models who think that, you know, I'm not going to compete. I want to be a, quote, fitness model. And the percentage of people that are paid and, you know, sustained by being a fitness model.
Right.
Financially.
Yeah. You know, like you said, very few of the women who are photographed in the magazines are paid or paid very well for it. It is great to be in a fitness magazine. It brings a lot of attention. It's great for branding yourself and, you know, spreading your message. But I just lost my train of thought. Christy, that's so funny.
We're speaking about whether or not it's financially beneficial per se.
Right.
To, yes.
Yeah, I don't think that that should be the only goal that you have is to get published, because you're really not going to make a living from that. And like you said, there's so many people in the fitness industry, and really only a handful of them are at that, what we call that upper level, getting paid for endorsing and being the spokesmodel. So look at all the other things that are available to you in the fitness industry and go from there. You can write an ebook. If, you know, if you have great abs, write an ebook on how to get great abs. If your thing is cooking, you can write about cooking. You can do videos on cooking. There's so many different avenues. You could be a speaker and speak at events and get paid to speak at events. So just always keep the bigger picture in mind and don't focus only on one thing. I like multiple streams of income.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think obviously diversity is the way to go, because at any time things can change, interests can change, the market can change. So your point about diversity is very important.
Right.
So very well said, and that's why you're such a great marketer, is because you understand the market so well. So great advice from someone who knows. And we certainly appreciate that. So what is your next move? I know that you're working on some great projects, and I'm privy to know one of them is Rock Your Inner Goddess Weekend, and I want to know all about that.
Yeah, this is something that I've been wanting to do for a long time, and it's going to be like a women's wellness weekend. And I know that when you get women together in a room, sharing and just letting go, wonderful things happen. And that's kind of what this whole weekend is going to be about, is discovering or rediscovering your inner goddess, bringing her out, you know, your beautiful gift to the world, getting your message out there. And we're going to have wonderful speakers. We're going to bring even some men in, a male panel of speakers, and we're going to exercise, and we're just going to have a wonderful, wonderful women's weekend.
It sounds fabulous. Now, that is for 2014, and do you have a location or an exact date yet?
We have been looking around. I believe it's going to be in May of 2014. It's going to be my birthday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking in Florida, I believe in Delray Beach, Florida.
Well, not so shabby, I would say. That sounds like a pretty, pretty nice place and pretty wonderful event. So mark your calendars. And where can people check in to learn more as the plans get solidified?
Well, I will definitely be posting on my website, on my blog, as soon as we have that up. And that's probably the main place to go. And, of course, I always post on Facebook. And so don't worry. When I know, you guys are going to be sure to know.
Fantastic, fantastic. And I know people are definitely going to be checking in on that for sure. And it's called Rock Your Inner Goddess Weekend, correct?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. And I also know, feel like the mole in your life. Well, and also know that you are getting ready to publish your very first book. So tell us about that. I'm super excited. I want to know, come on, have you picked a title? What's it about? Give me all the scoop.
Well, we're working on it as we speak. So that's going to, it should be done by the Rock Your Inner Goddess weekend. It's a work in progress, and it's someone who is writing it with me and going back and forth. It's almost like a question and answer type book. And the title, I'm not sure yet. Could be Hot and Healthy Body. We're not sure.
Could be called The Amazing Laura London, I think. That would be a great title, too. Yes, yes. Well, that's super exciting. And, of course, you'll keep everyone updated on that publication, also on your website, as well as your Facebook page and your blogs as well, so people can look for that. And, of course, we're going to have to remind everybody how to get in touch with you again, because we don't want anyone to have not had their pen and paper ready when we went through that. So before we conclude the interview, we're definitely going to remind everybody how to get in touch, so no fears. And so, also, you are working on, I know you have some other training programs that you do. Of course, you train people online, but you're working on a specific online training program that's a 30-day program. Am I right on that?
Yeah, well, there are going to be a couple. I'm going to have I believe a 7-day detox program, and then there's going to be a 30-day wellness and fitness program, and they're all going to be, I think, downloadable, so you can do them at your own pace, which is the beauty of them. And I'm going to have some of my special friends make contributions to the program. Like, I have Allie B, who's going to be doing a Pilates workout. I have a friend, the Love Revolutionary, who's going to be giving us a guided love meditation, a whole bunch of different bonuses and really fun things. And I just want to tell you, one other thing I'm working on is something with the Allie B. We have a talk show, and it's called Pilates Meets the Gym. Allison is a master Pilates trainer. She lives in Portland, Oregon, and I live here in Boca, and we met filming the Fusion videos. We fell in love. We wanted to work together. We didn't know how to work together since we're so far apart, so we decided to do Pilates Meets the Gym as a talk show.
That's great. That is so awesome. Well, how can people see your show or catch you? Tell us about that.
We're actually going to be recording another one. Our first episode was, I think, the Mother's Day weekend. They're going to be up on my blog, and people can find them there and on my YouTube channel also, and on Allison's website, theallieb.com, and Today is Your Tomorrow. She's two different.
That is tremendous. I love that. And I love that the two of you, similar to, you know, as we discussed about the importance of girlfriends and, like, how you can have connections with people through fitness. I mean, it's just such a great conduit to, like, meeting good souls and good friends. So, again, another reason why people should go to the gym and try out new things and get connected, because you can just meet somebody so special that it becomes a friend for a lifetime. And as you're describing right here, what a great thing.
Definitely. So, I would say being strong in the gym makes you stronger in every area of your life.
Absolutely. So tell us something that we haven't asked you that you want to share with us. Give us something else. I mean, we've certainly pried into every deep, dark nook of your life. Have we not? But you know what? I just don't want to miss anything. I'm just enjoying you and learning about you, and your sharing has been so fantastic. I just don't want to miss anything. Please.
Oh, all I could tell you, I don't know, is my husband and I really need some time away.
Well, then here's the million-dollar question. If you could go anywhere for any period of time, and where would that be?
Oh, my gosh. We would go back to where we went on our honeymoon, which was Hawaii. That was the most beautiful, relaxing, romantic place we have ever been. And we still talk about it 22 years later, how much we loved it. And we would love to go back there one day.
Now, is it the main island or Maui or what? Like, main island, right?
The one we loved the most was Kauai.
Oh, very nice.
It was just so beautiful. I mean, we were on a hammock by the sea and the waterfalls. It was just so beautiful and romantic. And like, you know, it's just life gets in the way. And I say sometimes to my husband, didn't we just go to bed? It's time to wake up. Didn't we just go to bed? It's time to wake up. The days just seem to go faster and faster.
Well, some advice is that you just have to plan it. As you know, you have to plan it and put it on your calendar and then go. Because it doesn't happen unless you do it. And you both are so deserving of that time together and rewarding each other with each other's time. So advice for me, and we have a whole now radio audience that has just heard it, that it will be challenging you to do just that. So you are now stuck. So you shouldn't even open up that can of worms, because now you have to go fishing. You know, you do.
But you know, I think that's an important thing for all of us, you know, moms, that we need to take that time with our husbands too, because life just gets in the way.
Yeah, and you know, again, with the same issues around why we don't take time for ourselves, and like, there's so much that gets put on the back burner that is important. That is very important. And, you know, here's a very good point that you are bringing up, and it's critical as well. So you need, everyone send her messages on Facebook and ask her when is her Hawaii trip, and she'll tell you. She won't respond because it's none of your business, because it's personal. But she might, you know, so just put smiley faces out to the crew, you know, to the whole everyone. Is not, she's not trying to be rude, but she has allowed personal space. Yeah, she's not.
When I post the photos,
you'll
all know.
Yes, yeah. One, you'll know after the fact when she returns, because, you know, it's allowed to be personal. But I think that's fantastic, and I think you should do it, and you are so deserving of it, and you are just truly, truly such a wonderful, wonderful person. If I had, like, the lotto winnings, I would totally send you there. You and your husband would be on the next plane going.
We take you guys with us.
Oh, my God, that would be amazing. And now totally I'm going to go buy a lotto ticket, you know? I'm going to get a lottery ticket. Of course, I'll end up with, like, one out of six numbers at best, like usual. It's just not in my, you know, just not in my future. But nonetheless, I'm still happy. It's all good. Well, I can just tell you that you are fantastic, and I need for everyone to know how to get in touch with you. So we have to very carefully give everyone a chance. Okay, pencil alert. Get the pencil. Paper alert. Make sure your pencil is sharpened. Make sure your pen has ink. Everyone test it. Do the scribble test right now. Scribble, 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 scribble. Everyone is doing it. Okay, great. Someone has paper, and now we are going to give you the fantastic opportunity to link up with someone that can change your life, inspire you, and really, I think, make you the person that you've always wanted to be within yourself, just give you that right direction. So I think I've given you enough time now. Here we go. Go ahead. Laura, let them
All right, everyone. Come visit me at lauralondonfitness.com. You can send me emails, write to me. I'd love to hear from you. Visit me on Facebook, Laura London Fitness, YouTube, Laura London 100, and, of course, come be on stage September 27th in Boca Raton, Florida for the Fit and Fabulous Mom Contest.net. And also, just to let you know, if you can't be in the show and you can't make it or you're not ready, we have a transformation page. All you need to do is email me your story and some photos, and we'll post it on the transformation page for the world to see and share.
Oh, man, that is awesome. Well, I just really have been so inspired. I've so enjoyed my conversation with you. I can tell that we will be long, long, long-time friends because you are just awesome, totally awesome. What a great woman you are. What a great, you know, fitness woman. What a great person. What a great inspiration. It has been beyond my pleasure to have you today. I really, really have just totally loved this. So as much as I hate to sign off, unfortunately, at some point, somebody else needs the airwaves, and I can't imagine that because I love to talk forever and ever, but nonetheless.
I'd like to thank everyone. This is kickassradio.com and Blog Talk Radio. So thank you all.
As I would like to thank Laura. She's fantastic for all her great information and sharing her story. We will certainly continue to follow her, support all of her amazing events. I will certainly support her information on my Facebook pages, my website. You can look for her there as well. But unfortunately, we are out of time. So thank you, listeners. This is Christy Winger Zedlow, WBFF Pro, reminding you to tune in next week at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time for more Kick-Ass Radio. But until then, stay safe and stay fit, my friends. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Fitness Fanatic. Visit kickasswomen.com to see the latest Kick-Ass Women of the Month, photos, videos, and interviews with today's hottest fitness women.
A Napa guy knows the only way you'd give a freshly minted driver a brand new car is if he promises to never drive it. Instead, let him grind the gears and knock over the neighbor's mailbox in something a little more suited to his skill level. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, he can safely drive something that's nearly as old as he is. It's not perfect, but it's perfect for him. That's Napa know-how.